trying this again because I keep running out of time. I keep forgetting I can't say certain words on here, so let's try this. Mostly I feel feminine or non-binary. Today I'm feeling really femme and cat-like as well. Yeah. But I also feel masculine, mostly boyish. I don't ever really want a woohoo. I'm proud to have a hoo-ha. But I also, you know, sometimes want to take these guys off. But other times I'm happy to have them. I love to play with them. I love them. Other days I want to tape them down. I'm running out of time. But yeah, I go through stages of feeling feminine, non-binary, and sometimes boyish.
It's like, just shut up. Seriously, why do these people think that we need to know this stuff? I mean, I don't know about you, but this is mental illness, man. First of all, or whatever you want me to call you, it's like, it's one thing to have problems, but to display them like that, I don't know if I should feel bad for you, or if you're like me, you start to feel exhausted by these people. Feels like a cat, the meow thing. Jeez.
Yeah, you know, Elijah, overweight woman groping her breasts was not the exact way I thought we would be opening the show today, but happy Friday.
Yeah, I saw that video and I became more confused. I had to look down between my legs and figure out who I actually was once again, because the world has gotten so crazy that I thought it's about time we finally hold these people accountable and start posting their L's and a lot of what they've contradicted themselves over, from their stances on Trump to the vaccine. I mean, the exact people who are claiming that we're crazy today, that I am, you know, a science denier, a COVIDiot, a MAGAT, whatever bullshit they come up with today, are the exact same people who were speaking the opposite about a couple years ago. And we've got to call them out for it. Here's a good example. Go to my screen here, Savannah. This is the kind of stuff that we're dealing with every single day. I'm sure you're aware of this. Somebody was messaging an individual, I believe this is Twitter, was like, "Lil Cope, you live in Kentucky. Why do you give an F about California's governor?" This is in relation to Larry Elder, who's running for the Republican part. Remember, if you live in California, vote yes on recall. If we get a little over 50% of people voting yes, then Newsom's gone. And then whoever's the next most votes, probably Elder, would come in and be a Republican governor. But they're like, "Why do you care? You cons, you conservatives are all the same." Clown face, clown face, clown face, clown face, overemphasizing the clown face. And the person responded, "Dude, your profile says you live in New York and all your tweets are about Texas voting laws." Same thing, contradiction. You wonder why I care about Larry Elder. Well, why do you care about Texas's voting laws? Also Texas's abortion laws. And the person's response is, as typical and petty as always, just a simple F you. And then they blocked them, because this is what these people are. They're imbeciles. They're hard to deal with. But I think it's time that we continue to just show you their madness, their insanity, because that's what we do best here. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have COC. And I know what you're thinking. Why does that man have a COC all over his face? No, it's confetti of color, you dirty bird. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and I am your top 17 host here. Top 18, we keep getting moved down the ladder here at Blaze TV, next to the canceled shows, because nothing says our budget is going up like being in the end of a list of great TV shows. I am joined by the lovely and beautiful producer and resident reporter, Savannah Hernandez.
Hello, hello, everybody. And hey, I mean, they saved the best for last, which is why we are continuously pushed to the very back end of Blaze, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we go any further, I do want to remind you guys that more important than being right all the time, which we know we all are, USOBs are great, I got to tell you about something amazing. You know, we're always inundated with overpriced boxers. You always hear these ads of which ones are best for you. But honestly, these boxers are not only designed for testosterone deficient men, but specifically for men with small packages, which is why you see the ads. They're usually probably gay men. They're a little chiseled and they stick a sock in the underwear. Okay. They have to stick a sock in, because unlike you watching the show right now, these men are lacking where it counts the most, but you're not lacking. That's why you need something that protects the part that protects you and secures your offspring. Do you know there's even boxer brands that make waistbands earned to rainbows? I mean, that's gay. And if you're gay, then you probably like them. But if you're not, you don't want that kind of shit. Here at Slightly Offensive, we demand more. We also want more room and support where it counts for the largest packages. Do you know, Savannah, that an unfounded study that never happened and I made up right now mm-hmm. says that 99.8% of SOB users are in the largest percentile of packages in males. Did you know that? They're the biggest, this big dick energy going on here.
I really sense it every single mm-hmm. time we interact with the chat and we, you know, read reviews. I'm like, this is BDE all around, yeah, all day, every day.
Exactly. And if you want Savannah approved big dick energy, then get the quick release fly for a quick draw in case you got to, you know, pull it out to go pee or something else, the secret pocket in the waistband for extra cash or tactical necessities, and you got to take out some communists. Make sure that you get the best boxers with antibacterial, anti-pilling, and moisture wicking, so you stay fresh and dry all day in that great drips underneath and outwards as well. Anyway, there's only one brand that says it all, Undertak, the only brand that is unapologetically pro-America, pro-military, pro-TAA, and pro-dude. So whether you're a girl getting these for your dude, or you're a dude getting these for you, or maybe you're just a dude buying these for a dude, I don't know, bromance, go to Undertak.com, UNDERTAC.com, use offer code OFFENSIVE to get, right now, to get three pairs, right now, this is get three pairs. You buy three pairs, you get one free with offer code OFFENSIVE. So also, if you buy the other premium brands, usually it's like you basically get four pairs with them for the price of two of the other premium brands. But these are amazing. Anyway, go to undertak.com, UNDERTAC.com, promo code OFFENSIVE right now to when you buy three pairs, you get an extra one free. Check it out. Okay, so let's jump into this. Obviously, we've seen the bull continues. Unfortunately, though, what we're realizing is people are starting to fight back. Thank God. I just wanted to remind you guys the power we have to actually fight back. Let's get a white pill moment here. We have this video. This was before the lockdown. Can we put it on the screen here for a second with these people fighting back? So you had this guy bring up the white flag at what appears to be a soccer game, or for you people who don't live in America, football, or whatever you're calling it these days in European talk. I don't know. But essentially the guy is carrying a white flag for our blind viewers that are listening, and the police get down on him. They start hitting him with a baton, and people are getting pissed. They're getting angry. One of the football players looks like drop kicks the police. People start coming down from the crowd. The cops realize they're in trouble, and they're like, oh no, that guy gets slugged in the back of the head. Everyone's getting attacked. They're starting to attack the police. They start to run. The crowd grows, and people are like, look, we're not going to be mistreated. We're not going to be mocked. We're not going to be made fun of. We're tired of this. Get out of my way. I'm gonna crush you. This is the equivalent of what it feels like being, if I'm a police officer, that crowd is Savannah on one of her hype days when I'm not complying. No, but I know, Savannah, I sent this video to you and it gave you some hope, right? I know what you told me. You were like, this gave me hope that we can bounce back.
It was really like the drop kick for me. No, it was honestly, again, the fact that the masses saw their fellow man being, you know, attacked by the police or arrested by the police, if you will, with this video. And they stood up and they were like, we're not going to stand for this. And it gave me hope because I was like, okay, if people were like this at one period of time, hopefully we can get this back one day.
Well, yeah. And this is the point, though, is that this is why we're being mistreated, because just like this guy who runs out, right? It's kind of ironic that he has the white flag, a sort mm-hmm. of a surrender. What we've done as free thinkers, as people who live in this country, as people who live in the Western world, even in the Eastern world, some of you guys are struggling. My heart is with you and I hear you. We feel like a lone person running around with a white flag. And then we get surrounded by the state, by the tech companies, by the oligarchy, by the people around us that are conspiracy theorists. And I say that lightly because conspiracy theorists are base and dope, and I like you guys, but the left-wing conspiracy theorists, and we feel like we get tackled and pinned down, and they beat us with their batons, and it's like, you know, there are half of this country, half the United States, at least more, I believe, they just don't vote, but more are capable and willing to fight back. And it's about time that we start to expose these people and realize you have the right to put your foot down, okay? You have the right to come and drop kick these mother effers. And I have to be honest with you, I'm kind of encouraged by that. And you might be saying, am I encouraging violence? Well, if somebody is abusing somebody on the street, they don't have the right to do that. And yes, you should intervene. Now, am I telling you if there's a cop and you intervene? Yeah, you might get shot. I'm not telling you to go intervene with police duties, but I am telling you the fact that when you see in France people being attacked in the malls, do you remember that, Savannah? Mm-hmm. The police beat the living snot out of a woman for entering I believe it was a shopping mall mm-hmm. because she didn't have a COVID passport, and people walked by and didn't do anything. Those cops deserve to be in prison. That is a crime, whether you have a license to commit the crime or not, in the name of humanity and under your God-given rights. Those officers are evil. Those are totalitarian Gestapo. And that's what you're seeing here too. The punishment does does not match the crime.
Exactly. And I think that what a lot of people need to realize as well is maybe we have reached a point in society where it is time to break the rules, because the rules that are being implemented now are infringing on our rights, and they're extremely harsh. They're extremely dystopian. And so, you know, ever since we're little kids, we're taught to obey authority, listen to the rules. But we're now reaching a point where a lot of people need to wake up and realize that the rules are taking away our freedoms.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is true. And that's why it's about time that we show people what's really going on. And I want to say, before we jump into any of these insane tweets, to remember that last night, my new show, You Are Here with Sydney Watson, debuted. And, you know, obviously as a new show, it's going to continue to develop. It's going to continue to grow. We're going to get things down. We have a great guest. If you're watching this on Friday, if you're watching this the day it's released, just so you know, tonight we have an in-person guest. Our first, Michael Malice, is flying up from Austin. I told you when he was on the show that he was going to come back and he was going to be on in person. He's coming on You Are Here tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure, if you have not already, make sure you subscribe to the new channel. Become a subscribe, turn on the notifications. This is a nightly show every night at 7 p.m. Eastern time. For those of you that don't understand world clocks, I think it's 4 p.m. Pacific time and 6 p.m. Central. But please subscribe. And also, if you don't subscribe to this channel already, what are you doing? Take out that BDE. Take out that BDE and use the tip of it and slap that subscribe button and get us some clicks here, because we love
like
you guys.
Boys.
Take out that BDE, and for the sake of Savannah, you know, people, I remember my brother-in-law was like, kind of told me, he's like, oh, kind of like not mocking me, because he obviously disagrees with me politically, mm-hmm. was like, oh, well, we'll talk when you get to 500K subscribers. Well, we're at 417,000. So we're getting there. And that was just last year, I think. So we're growing up so fast. Okay, so obviously we saw the woman in the beginning. She's insane. Everything's going on here. But what's really important is that as society is falling apart, you know, we're being told that we're crazy because we're calling out the madness. And to kind of call it the hypocrisy first, I want to remind you of someone named Nicholas Sandman. Do you remember that guy? The guy who smirked at the Native American in Washington,
yeah.
D.C.? Remember how evil that was?
CNN covered it, like that smirk almost murdered this innocent poor Native man.
Remember when the conquistadors came to the New World, mm-hmm. and they brought with them smirking white teenagers, and they wiped out the native populations? They
horrifying.
Wrapped smirking white teenagers in blankets and they spread them around, and the smirks were so contagious that all of the natives died with their little bongo drums and war paint and whatever else they were doing back before they could even possibly invent the wheel.
There is nothing more terrifying than a smirking white man. You know, ladies, you ever walking down the street at night and a white man just kind of gives you a little smirk and you're like, that's it. That's the end.
I'm coming in with a smirk.
I die. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Sorry. Please. I've seen enough.
Okay. Well, okay. So we got to remind people of how big of a deal that was. It was like, this is the racism that the world says when young people that voted for Trump are acting like this. This is, they're out of control. What the hell do we do? Well, CNN changed mode recently and has decided that actually being a and being rude is now okay, as long as you're doing it for the sake of the globalist agenda. And look at what they had to say about the controversy of this young girl who flipped off her fellow classmates who weren't wearing masks. Watch this. And also, why the hell is this news? I don't know why Nick Sandman was news, and I also don't know why this is news, but let's go ahead and watch whatever we're calling news today.
You know, what else was she supposed to do in that moment? She was pretty fed up. She, you know, this was not a situation where she could engage in constructive dialogue. You know, she's forced to ride the bus every day to school and see these people, and she was done and she expressed herself. So I'm proud of my daughter and I'm fine with that.
Stunning and brave.
So what is she fine with?
She's fine with her daughter flipping off her fellow students who are protesting masks at her school.
Yeah, so what it is CNN, who was really flabbergasted, I don't know if we still use that word, but they were so upset that Nick Sandman would possibly smile and stand his ground on the basis of what he believes against an activist. Or I want to remind you that Native American innocent man was actually a far left activist, and he instigated the interaction, and then Nick Sandman ended up getting a lot of money back from the lawsuit. I'm glad that happened.
Yeah.
But ultimately speaking, then if you're on the left and you do this and you're a young girl and you flip somebody off, which would be considered to some degree obscene behavior for a child, you know, not only is the mother backing this up, but CNN thinks this is such good news. It's so interesting that we've got to encourage young people to start being to their fellow classmates who just want to breathe.
Yeah, you know, let's not talk about how a teacher is taping face masks to her 9-year-old students' faces, you know, and stories like this are coming out around the nation, or maybe the fact that we're allocating $6.4 billion of our taxpayer dollars to Afghan refugee resettlement. Let's focus on this young girl who flipped off her
classmates.
I thought
you were going to say Afro-refugees. I was like, where are we going with this?
No, Afghan, okay?
Remember Thank that you. South Park episode where they were like, it said N blank G G E R, and it was Wheel of Fortune, and they were like, sir, it was I think it was Stan's dad, and they were like, the word is N blank G G E R, and the prompt is people that annoy you. But the word was nagger, because everyone knows that nagging is super obnoxious.
So annoying.
It is so obnoxious.
We hate naggers.
Oh, especially young naggers. But the thing is that they are very obnoxious and loud. And that's true. There's a verse in the Bible that actually talks about a nagging wife being more annoying than a dripping faucet.
That's true.
That's actually true. So I want to explain that there's this hypocrisy, and it goes out to this. Now, there is this Twitter page called Defiant L's that basically just takes and encapsulates people in the media and then posts their same public statements weeks or months apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and explains their total hypocrisy. Mm. And I wanted to talk about this because we're so busy making fun of sometimes these people on TikTok that need to be in mental institutions. Quite frankly, we're talking about ICU beds and needing to make more of those. I say, let's make more beds in the loony bins. Let's bring that back. I think if we reinstituted institutionalizing people like this person, I think that would be good for them or her or whatever it is, because this person thinks they're a feline.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on in this video.
Let's say this. This girl walks into the room with your man. What do you do?
Yeah, keep my child away from it. I don't know. This just seems like a whole mess right here. It's either, you know, the sequins on the face, the pink hair, the fact that she, he, it identifies as a cat. There's a lot going on here. There really is. I think I would just be afraid for any child.
The boob
safety.
Grab. Let's get into this. So let's continue on. So they post these things, and I want to break these down for you in this next segment, which is these bad takes by liberals that are posting their L's online and they don't apologize. So let's go to this first one here. Give me a second. So you guys know Jim Acosta. I also love in the graphics of these how they put him in this like silhouette in the background.
Half opacity, early 2000s. Yeah. Let's go.
So on April 8th of 2021, he was saying Biden on gun safety responds to the calls for, quote, thoughts and prayers that come after mass shootings. Enough prayers, time for some action. And then, of course, on August 28th, 2021, this is a recent one. He says, my thoughts on Afghanistan this week. Now is not the time to score political points. Just imagine just this once if we simply offered our thoughts and prayers. Give it some thought. Pray on it.
So we do like thoughts and prayers, or
it's so, because you know what it is, Savannah, you know what it is. So, because obviously for those of you that are a little bit slower listening, which is totally fine. Basically what he did in the first part is he was mocking this idea of people sending thoughts and prayers for gun violence and saying like, that's so stupid. Let's, you know, let's take action. Let's control guns. Mm-hmm. And then he mocks people for not sending thoughts and prayers to the people in Afghanistan. Like, don't you have a heart? And this is what they do. Because what's hard here is there's two things to think about with people that are as pitiful and as absolutely pathetic as someone like Jim Acosta is. Number one, you're seeing the struggle that somebody who's an absolute shill and a tool of the establishment goes through. Mm-hmm. The first tweet is something that he's being forced to say because I believe that's what he needs to do to make Biden look good. Mm-hmm. And then on the second part, it's partly because he needs to make Afghanistan seem like it's something we can empathize with. But I'm sure he's also, you know, he has friends who are reporters out there. He probably knows people, and he's seeing like, hey, this is actually a serious situation. Like, his humanity comes out a little bit. And that's the problem, is that these people are living double lifestyles. They're just not honest. And, you know, at this show, like, people will be like, oh, I like this episode more, this episode less. The problem with the show like this that we do is that we are 100% who we are, right? And that's unfortunate for the world. Sometimes we're too offensive. Sometimes we're not offensive enough. Sometimes we're too base. Sometimes we're not based enough. Sometimes we are too crass. Sometimes we're too conservative. I mean, the problem is we're just people. We're not putting on a shtick. This is not an act. This is who we are as human beings. This is what we believe in the moment. And so we have this unavoidable consistency that we have to bring to the table. enjoyable. If we're tired and having a slow day, the show's going to be a bit tired and slow. And that's just the truth. I've done this sick and whatever. But these people are actors. They have to put on an act. And so it must be really hard to keep track of your bullshit because of the inconsistency of your public profile, because you don't know when to turn off your character or whether to turn your real self on. And so you end up with this real hyperbolic, contradictory public persona of who you are. And it's not because you're developing. That's fine. You can have contradictory statements over the years and just get things wrong or develop or say, you know what, I just don't hold that stance anymore. These are paid actors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And see, to your point too, Elijah, of Jim Acosta being essentially a character at this point, I would actually beg to differ and say that he's not trying to be empathetic at all. He's just trying to phrase Afghanistan in a light that makes Biden look least atrocious, because we all know how hard people came down on Biden for his response to this. Because think about it. If Donald Trump was responsible for this withdrawal, what would his tweet be? What would his response be? It would be vastly different. So, I don't even think this is coming from a place of empathy. I think this is coming from a place of, how do I not crap on Biden for his botched withdrawal of this?
No, I like this. Let's go to number two here. So Aaron Rupar, mm-hmm. who... can you look up who he works for real fast?
Of course.
Because I think he works, it's either like The Hill or BuzzFeed, or it's one of those publications. Of course, looked at the opening day, you know, of college football. And nothing makes these people more angry that work in the media than just people who are enjoying their life. Who does he work for, Aaron Rupar?
So he works for one of the most trustworthy establishments, Vox.
That's what.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's even better.
So shocking that it made you choke. Okay.
That's even better. Mm-hmm. So Aaron Rupar, mm-hmm. who works for... works for Vox,
yes.
which is one of the least trusted names in media, actually was trying to make this blame game. You have to remember this. This is what they do in the media. They take things that they don't like, mm-hmm. and they use them to push their agenda. And people in the media hate usually right-leaning to no political leaning, white, college-aged guys and girls who are horny, who are just drunk and just living a debaucherous American lifestyle, but going to church on Sundays. Okay. They hate nobody more than this person. You know why? Because they exude everything they never could. Number one, they get laid easily. And people like Aaron Rupar that have to use the fat chick angled picture with a weird sepia font with the glasses and the angle have something to hide.
I was waiting for you to come for the profile picture.
I'm coming for it. That is a very beta profile picture. Some would say it is gay. Is Aaron Rupar gay? I don't know. Want to look that up for me as well, Savannah? Because Aaron Rupar might be getting his Rupard, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness.
But I don't know. That doesn't even make sense. Okay, but he has this image of these people celebrating the opening football game. And of course, they're packed. I get it. Nothing makes you mad, buddy. You would get an anxiety attack while you're in this group. You'd probably have to take your Xanax before you go in. And you look at this, and it's like, but you know that you're kind of full of, you know, absolutely full of crap. So you go, this is not ideal during a worsening pandemic. Okay, interesting. This was on November 7th of 2020, right? This is so bad. Or maybe this is not opening day then. I think that's the difference. This is just during college football or something like that. Or maybe this is even, I think that Clem and ND, this has to be college, right? I think I'm seeing this right.
Yeah, Clemson is college.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I think I got this right. So he's saying this during the worsening pandemic. But of course, when it comes to what he likes on September 4th of 2021, might I remind you that at this time last year, that COVID cases, which literally doesn't matter, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter, are 300% higher than they were under this time with Trump. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to point that out. It's worse. We're in a worse situation. He's like, huge pop for CM Punk in Chicagoland, AEW Rampage, like, woohoo. You look at this. And might I say, it even looks more packed and more dirty, and it's in a closed environment. Maybe that's not in a closed environment. It looks like it. It could be an open environment. I might be wrong. The point being is that this is just like we saw at Lollapalooza in Chicago, right? We're always seeing that in liberal cities, when liberal people get together to come together, it's always okay. It doesn't spread disease. When you're in Black Lives Matter and you protest, it actually lowers the count of COVID cases. But of course, Sturgis, Mm-hmm. And right-wing events and Trump rallies and churches are the ones spreading the problems. And that is why we're just going to call BS on these people, is that they know that they are not super spreader events, but of course they will make left-leaning or more left-leaning interests slide while they demonize the right wing. And that's why, you know, these people are dishonest, disingenuous, and of course possibly sepia, weird-angled homosexuals, which of course is okay because we're in America and you can be whatever you want. I just wanted to say that if you're not going for the look, probably change your profile picture. And I'm not shaming him. I'm just saying change your profile picture, and I'm shaming him.
Just if we, you know, if we were being a little bit too subtle about that, we like to be honest and transparent here. So yeah, when we are shaming people for looking like soy boys, we really want to reiterate and make sure you guys know it.
Yeah. And just so you know, by the way, really important thing, just so you know, it turns out that, you know, you want to be transparent, but not with tech companies, and that even in incognito mode, your online activity still gets tracked. This is important because data brokers still get to buy and sell your data, which is dumb because if you're watching this show and you watch this regularly or you're new, you would know that these tech companies probably hate you just like they hate us and have made our lives hell. Now, one of these data points that they actually track you with is your IP address. And data harvesters use your IP to uniquely identify you and your location, which is why you need ExpressVPN. Because when you use a VPN on your phone, especially ExpressVPN, which is the number one trusted VPN in America, and also, by the way, does not slow down your device like the other cheaper ones, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server, and your IP address is masked. Now, every time you connect to an ExpressVPN server, you get a random IP address shared by many other ExpressVPN customers that make it harder for people to track you and harvest your data. Best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use no matter what device you're on, whether that's a phone, a laptop, or a smart TV. All you have to do is tap one button for an instant protection. So if you really want to go incognito for real this time and protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/offensive. That's expressvpn.com/offensive. That's expressvpn.com/offensive, and get 3 extra months free when you sign up. That's expressvpn.com/offensive, expressvpn.com/offensive, to get 3 months free. Protect your devices today. So into the thick of it here. Here we go. We got more going on here, and I just want to bring this up here. We have more of these happening. Unfortunately, this is the world we're living in. And for those of you guys that might be like, why are we going through these? I'm so sick of the news cycle right now, and mm-hmm. we really didn't want to talk a lot about COVID, and I wanted to just make fun of people. And I got to go back to exposing people sometimes on this show and really pointing out the hypocrisy to arm us as the populace with information that we need. Trust me, we need to know this. It's very important that we call these people out and occasionally check in with these BSers that are in the media. It's true.
100%. And, you know, Elijah wanting to laugh at people, unheard of. So, again, thank you for blessing us with this new content. We appreciate it. And it really is, though, too, Elijah, because, you know, I do my own podcast. I'm very, very political with my stuff. And a lot of people say that they appreciate this show because it's comedic, and people need comedic relief because society right now is just so effed up, and people get really weighed down by how difficult living through a Biden administration is. So sometimes it's fun to laugh at these things, you know?
Yeah, and people just like to look at you, too. The people always say, go put her full screen. Go full screen. People always say, put her full screen. Yeah, there you go.
There you
all
go,
right. That's
guys.
That's very Asian.
I know.
Very chingy chongy.
The double peace sign.
Literally smelled like orange chicken right when that happened. I could smell it in the room.
I hate you.
The dogs ran away. Why?
Yeah, your dog doesn't like me for some reason.
Murphy left the room.
Every
Murphy
single time I'm like
chat.
Holding a walk around them, they get really nervous and just run away.
Yeah, I'm always like, do you want to go on a walk? And I'm like, why are you stepping on a pan? But it's okay. That's it's the translation.
Oh,
translation.
My gosh, you
okay.
kill me.
So let's move on to this. Okay, so we also have these people too. Remember this kind of stuff. So we have Amanda Pothmosisley, called Shut Up Amanda, which is ironically named. On the 2nd or the 1st of February of 2021, as always, creatively saying "F the police." On the 19th of April, 2021. F the police, all capitals. So went from F the police to F the police.
Thank you for
and then
saying that correctly.
Consistently, the next day, mm-hmm. on the 20th, 4:20, a little high, smoking a little pufferundo, if you know what I'm saying. I think they have broccoli in there. Either they're vegan or that's supposed to be weed. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like emojis of a robot arm, a broccoli, and a gay flag. I don't know what that means.
Huh?
It's kind of weird, like transhuman vegan LGBT person.
Yeah. Huh. I try to figure out things on the show that I don't understand. Mm-hmm. So it says, F the police. Mm-hmm. F the police. Yes, all of them. But of course, when we fast forward ahead, mm-hmm. on August 27th of 2021, when Lieutenant Michael Byrd, who famously shot Ashley Babbitt, mm. tragically, in what, of course, if we were consistent, would be considered equal to the murder of George Floyd, because both were, I know I make people mad by saying she was committing a crime, but guys, no matter how dedicated you are to the cause, like, she literally was committing a crime. Okay. Like I know that's like, you go, oh, are you going to defend her? I think that she, and also when you say that she was shot unjustly, yes, she was unarmed and shot, and we're angry and upset at Ashley Babbitt being shot because we know it's inconsistent. And when someone on the right wing is shot unarmed, there's no fight for it. And that is evil and wrong. And I think that the way the inconsistency of fighting for George Floyd and Ashley Babbitt is absolutely wrong. But just a reminder from somebody who was nearby and knowing the people who filmed that and speaking to Ashley Babbitt's husband, it's horrible that they shot her, right? This is horrible because there were police around her. And it makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense. And I admit that. There was a tactical team behind her and in front of her. So there was no reason to shoot her. This is totally, I would say, a police-involved murder. Everybody who was in the building at that moment, even if it was a misdemeanor, was committing a crime. So I'm just going to remind you guys that people get mad at me for saying that she was committing a crime, but literally being in that building was a crime. And the only reason why some people like George Ventura and Richie McGinnis and Julio and myself and different people didn't get arrested is simply because we had federal press credentials. And good for us that the attorney general currently in charge under the Biden administration didn't want to pursue legal action at the moment against members of the actual members of the press. And someone who says the Constitution doesn't require a license for the press. That's true. That's true. But, you know, you do have to have a license to be in a federal building and record, which apparently is the Constitution. And as of now, doesn't protect. But, you know, we were somehow let off the hook because they didn't want to prosecute the left wing protester. I mean, press that was in there, like the New Yorker and stuff. And so I'm really grateful that I'm not in prison right now. We know they got Owen Schroyer. They popped him off. Do we have an update on that, Savannah? On Owen Schroyer, like public update on anything like that?
No public update.
Okay, we have no public update on that, but we're tracking and we're praying for him. Remember to pray for Owen Schroyer and his legal case going on right now, because they've gotten him on some technicalities. We love Owen a lot. We really care about what they're doing. We're big supporters of the work that Owen Schroyer does, and we just love him as a friend as well, like a big friend of the show, and we're praying for him. But that being said, you know, with this Ashley Babbitt thing, like, if Ashley Babbitt in this next text, right, Amanda posthumously said, I'm done having this conversation. Ashley Babbitt is a terrorist. If Ashley Babbitt is a terrorist, then so is George Floyd. Like, I'm just going to say this, right? You can't have both.
Yeah.
And obviously she's saying F the police because she's mad because of George Floyd, right? This whole ACAB, all cops are 1312, you know, which is such a movement so ingrained in the culture of these people that in some restaurants in Portland to get into the bathroom, the code is 1312, which stands for the letters all cops are. So my point is that they have this anti-police stance, but all of a sudden when the victim, the unarmed victim, is Ashley Babbitt, then they're like, I'm done having this conversation. Ashley Babbitt was a terrorist. Michael Byrd is a hero. This country is better off without her.
Yeah.
Michael Byrd's a police officer, Capitol police officer, who lied on TV, by the way, about his involvement in this. We knew that was Michael Byrd. Michael Byrd is a police officer, but of course the police are cruel when they kill people that you believe are politically in opposition. And also, if you're really into anarchy and freedom, I don't know why Antifa and all these leftists weren't so pro the Capitol riot. Like, it's so weird to me that they backed the state. Do you ever find that weird, Savannah? All the people are like, I hate the system, burn it down. I hate the establishment. We're like, the moment people rebelled against the establishment, we're like, those people are terrorists. And you're like, huh.
Well, again, it's the same people who have been trying to push back against, you know, big corporations and big government. And then they're like, well, the government and big corporations are all telling us to take the vaccine. So we got to do it, guys. We got to do it. It's for our health. It's for, you know, the better of all mankind. Same thing.
I know. Yeah. It's so bizarre. It's so, so bizarre. But of course, that Michael Byrd is a hero. This country is better off without her. And that's just sick. Yeah. That's just, it's disgusting. It's you know what? Yeah. I don't care if you're trans, human, vegan, homosexual. We deserve better than this, honestly. And I got to say this, and these are the people that are doing this. You know, it's gotten so bad as they've trusted the state. We actually have a video of this. You know, there's these new artificial intelligent robots that are roaming the streets of Singapore that are using facial identity. Did you know the video claims that they're checking your vaccination status? How do we know that?
Yeah, that was just the claim on the video. I cannot confirm, but I know that they have used AI in various countries. And even here in America, we saw those, like, you know, police dogs in New York that were being used to kind of contain people, scan various dangerous situations. So it wouldn't be a surprise if this was being used. And also, remember, there was a period of time, actually, where people had to get their face scans for their temperature to go into certain buildings and whatnot.
They still have that in buildings, and especially in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when I one thing interesting. So I've been in the Washington Post building, you know, the one that's owned by Jeff Bezos that's in D.C.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Yeah, because I was allowed to park there because I stayed at a hotel nearby and they had an agreement. So you have to go into the building to get to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And going in there, around every corner, they had machines that scanned your face and checked your temperature and, like, told you, like, okay, when, like, you went by. And so it was, like, you couldn't avoid them. You couldn't sneak about them. So they had, like, every hallway monitored with these machines that scanned you. And it was so dystopian that I was like, what in the world is this? Maybe you've used one of those. But this is where we're going to, is these people that were against the police are the biggest proponents of the authoritarian police state, right? It's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, but... we don't want people to have to pull you over for your car registration because that unfairly targets black people. But a robot named Xavier walking around scanning people's faces to find out if you can be where you are.
Totally.
Oh,
fine.
That's cool because it has to do with public health. And I don't know why people don't see through this bull. I don't know why they don't see that.
Yeah, it's quite strange to me. And again, it's because the real virus in this country is fear. And that's why the media and all politicians continue to push it on us, because they know that it's the easiest way to keep people subservient. So via the virus of fear, they are able to implement a lot of these dystopian policies and this overreach on our rights because they're, you know, disguising it as public health and for the greater good of all mankind.
Right. And speaking of Washington Post, just remember the Washington Post, which is a direct totalitarian oligarchy extension of the big corporations in America, owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. We have another one of their contradictions as well, which is there's many of these. But don't forget that on the 5th of September of 2018, they said, opinion, Republicans keep on trying to strip protections for pre-existing conditions. Remember that, Savannah, when they were so mad about, like, with Obamacare, like, pre-existing conditions should not prevent you from getting access to health care. And we were like,
health care is a human right.
Yeah, it's health care is a human right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So free health care is a human right. But
yep, I very much
their new
this.
Opinion on the 2nd of September of 2021, this just happened, opinion, do the unvaccinated deserve scarce ICU beds?
Oh, wow. Wow. Look at that. Look at that. They're following in Jimmy Kimmel and Joy Behar's footsteps, who are also calling for the same thing. You know, if you're unvaccinated, you don't deserve an ICU bed. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Do you know? Okay, so can I explain to you something? Do you know the interesting thing about ICUs that people don't realize? So this is more of the tricky language. And I am not a doctor. And I, you know, I could be married to Ben Shapiro. Who knows? It would be interesting. Do you ever... I'm not going to go there. I was going to go somewhere. We love Ben,
I'm like,
right?
No, lied. Be
we
good.
Love, we love
be
Ben.
Good.
We love Ben. No, do you know that my relationship with them has actually been, I think, repaired for the most part?
Good.
Not with Ben, because I'm critical of every country. And some types of people don't allow you to be critical of certain countries. We won't get into that. But
we're like South Park on this show, okay? Nobody's off limits.
Yeah, nobody's off limits, except El Macron. But here we go. So the unvaccinated, this idea, they use these fears, right? So they always go, we're not talking about deaths anymore. We're talking about cases.
Yeah.
So I've already talked about the contradiction on the show, to where they're now saying that the only people who don't get severe symptoms are the ones that are vaccinated, even though for all of 2020, before the vaccines were even administered, they were saying that the symptoms are often so mild that most people don't know they have it and we're all secret spreaders, right? So the narrative before the vaccine was that most people that get it are it's mild symptoms. Mm-hmm. And then once the vaccine was developed and implemented, it became only the vaccinated are getting minor symptoms, which again is a lie. I don't know how that switched and changed. It's inconsistent. Make sure you're tracking with the narrative. But also, there's been this talk that we hear a lot about, right, about ICU beds being full.
Very scary stuff.
So, number one, ICUs are manufactured, developed, and designed with the ultimate intent to have as few beds available as possible because they're very expensive to run. And I've actually double-checked this by speaking to an engineer who designs ICUs. I went to that extent to speak to an engineer who designs intensive care units for major hospitals and works on restructuring them. they intentionally keep a, like maximum 1 to 2 beds open at a time because they are so damn expensive to run. Right. So you have to pay the nurses, I believe, in a lot of hospitals, pay them different types of salaries. Higher salaries is more demanding. The doctors, the way that you have to keep things on supply, on demand, it's just extremely expensive. The labor is high. The costs are high. Everything is expensive. So an empty bed is like an empty car bay in a car repair store. They don't want it empty. Obviously, I think if you went a step further into conspiracy theory, we could talk about how big pharma, big companies are actually intentionally causing the diseases that you're, they're healing you from or treating you from. But that's a whole nother story that we're not going to get into today, how they literally, their products literally cause cancer and disease, and then they offer treatments for them. Mm-hmm. But that's another conversation. But the ICUs are often at 90 to 95% capacity on a daily basis in normal fluctuant seasons of infection and of long-term care diseases. This is normal. So obviously then you would say that, you know, an ICU bed, when you have a new virus, which mm-hmm. again, we have no, you know that I'm not going to get into this yet. We'll go to the, we'll go here in a second that it is illegal to even tell a person medically what kind of
which
COVID they have.
They have.
You know, it's illegal. Yeah. That's illegal. Mm-hmm. You can't because there's no universal test to actually test for it besides some sort of sequencing that are left up to individual labs. You can double check me on Business Insider. Mm-hmm. I promise you this is true. So everyone's saying that I was told I have this variant or that variant. They don't know what variant they had and it was actually a lie and nobody knows exactly unless you really sequence it in a lab and they have different tests that they're using to sequence these things. They're expensive. It's not happening. And you can double check me on that, I promise you. But also, they always say the ICUs are being overrun. The ICUs are being overloaded. But they're not saying with COVID patients because they're being overrun. And sometimes in capacity, I've called and checked with a few ICUs, like maybe sometimes 10 to 25% of the patients are with COVID. A lot of them are with diabetes. And a lot of them come in, catch COVID at the hospital. And might I remind you as well that with being in the intensive care units, that sometimes in a lot of ways that they bring them there to isolate them from other patients, even when they have mild symptoms. That doesn't mean that people aren't dying with positive tests of COVID, which doesn't mean you have COVID, but it just means that they're lying about the fact that COVID is causing this rare overrunning of hospitals and ICUs, which is actually a very normal fluctuant variant throughout the years and has been so common that in 2018, the one of the most popular articles that was coming out was how they were building triage hospitals in tents outside of ICUs to care for the flu victims. Like we have been dealing with this for the for as long as we've had hospitals, mm-hmm. and we've always had a shortage of ICU beds and hospital beds, that's always been a problem, and that's an argument about the cost of healthcare, not COVID itself.
Well, Elijah, maybe the ICUs are being overrun with gunshot victims like that hospital in Oklahoma that the Rolling Stone wrote about, right? Oh, yeah. Wait, that has since been debunked. And, you know, an actual journalist went and interviewed the sheriff of that town that they wrote that article in. And he said that overall in their whole year in that county, they had 2 gunshot victims. And the one that they did have, he was, you know, sent to the hospital and treated very, very quickly. But
yeah,
it's just interesting how that kind of happens.
And
huh?
The Hill was like, you know, The Hill was like, oh, there's been like a, I think it was, I might be getting it wrong, but like a 300% or 200% increase of calls for ivermectin poisoning. And I might have the number a little higher. So it turns out, I believe what we were looking at is that there was 13 calls as opposed to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that most of the calls were in inquiries about what would happen if you were poisoned. So they weren't even about actual poisonings.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't an actual increase in calls for poisoning, and they just made it up. And they said that they made it the calls for poisoning, but the calls were about inquiries. Like, hey, yeah. What would happen if I, like, so they're like probably liberals calling and being like, what happens if someone gets overdoses on ivermectin?
Yeah.
And they made this. And I think we have this Joe Rogan. I don't know if I have this in my, I'm going to give me a second here. I think I'm going to pull this up. We even have this misinformation that people are saying about ivermectin, which is a really good way to get canceled here on, it's a really good way to get canceled here on YouTube, but whatever. Let's just go for it. You know, you've been hearing a lot about that ivermectin being the horse dewormer, mm-hmm. talking about horse grade ivermectin and being that people are taking horse dewormer. Well, that was going on when Joe Rogan famously just spoke about after showing a positive test for COVID. I'm going to stop saying that people have COVID, that they show a positive test for COVID, right? That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody that shows a positive test proves they had COVID. It could be a other things. But let's just go with this. So he showed a positive test. He took a cocktail of drugs, said he had took ivermectin in that list of drugs. Everyone freaked out. They said that he took horse dewormer. And Joe Rogan fought back, and he's going to sue CNN allegedly, saying that the doctors actually told him to take ivermectin for COVID as he returns to his podcast. He didn't take horse dewormer. Ivermectin is a Nobel Peace Prize, or it's, I don't know, Peace Prize, but Nobel Prize winning drug that is FDA approved for humans. It is not FDA approved for treatment of COVID, but in the end, the current treatments for COVID are so bad. A lot of doctors say that ivermectin helps in certain ways that I won't get into. I don't say that, but they say that. Some studies show that there can be, you know, inquiries into how this could help with purging tissues, etc., unrelated to COVID. But ivermectin is an interesting thing. I don't think it's a miracle cure for COVID. I don't think it is. I don't think there's anything that I don't think anyone's saying it's the miracle cure. I think people are saying that people who take this cocktail of drugs, which includes ivermectin, has shown positive impact in helping people heal, which means that ivermectin could be doing nothing at all, or it could be doing everything. Who knows? I don't know. But what I know is that we're not seeing adverse effect from the people taking it. But that what they've done is doctors believe this should be taken as a part of this drug. Because remember, the way that ivermectin got the Nobel Prize is because it was then used to, I think, what was that fever? It was used to heal a disease that it was not created to heal. And that's why it won the prize, because it ended up finding that it was used for something else that it wasn't made for. How and a lot of drugs, wasn't Viagra, I might have this wrong, but wasn't Viagra invented to help regrow hair, and they found that it gives you massive big dick energy?
I have no idea on that one. I really don't.
I might have that one wrong, but I do remember in school learning about a lot of drugs that were invented for one thing, and then their use and their actual efficacy ended up being something different.
Entirely
so
different.
I might sound stupid with that Viagra one. There's something with Viagra that it was invented for something else. Let me look this up. Get this off my screen.
Let me see if I can look up. Okay, well, while you do that, then I'll talk about the article about ivermectin since we're talking about it. So the AP actually had to correct an article, and this was a couple days ago, claiming 70% of calls to Mississippi Poison Control were about ivermectin ingestion. It wasn't 70% of calls. It was actually 2% of calls. So, just like a little update on how the media is manipulating us all the time, and they keep accidentally getting these percentages very, very wrong somehow.
Okay, so this is where I got the hair growth.
Can I put your screen up?
No, don't put my screen up, because I don't want to... You can fact check me on this, anyone. But it was originally developed for high blood pressure, but can be used for hair growth and to get massive erections.
Viagra.
So that's where I got the... I knew there was hair growth somewhere in there where it causes like hair growth. But yeah. I was saying, because it's like... So it was invented for high blood pressure or to treat high blood pressure, hypertension. And then it ended up being used because it causes like vasodilation, right? I believe. Mm-hmm. And to fight angina pectoris. So it ends up causing blood flow increase. And I think that it just ended up opening up blood in a vessel that apparently is very important to some people, but we won't talk about that right now. And before we go any further, I had to remind you that obviously when it comes to your health, when it comes to these things, it's very important to take your personal health into account. Now, a lot of you guys either don't have health insurance or you have health insurance, which is 50% of us, that has very high deductibles, and you don't know how to protect yourself from accidents, from death, from things that could come your way, because no matter what you do, half the time you end up with huge bills at the hospital anyways, like we're talking about. It's just insane. The system is broken, which is why I got to talk to you about joining the Safety Net Club, which I have done myself. So the Safety Net Club is amazing because, number one, if you already have insurance with a high deductible, when you join, you can find access to all types of products. Like for $15 a month, you can get accident insurance. So if you end up in an accident, something bad happens, you go into the emergency room, you walk out with a $10,000 bill. It's horrifying because you paid $400 for an Advil, or these dumb things. They can actually help cover the gaps in your insurance for about $15 a month, can cover those issues with your current insurance plan. Or you can build your own products if you don't have insurance to just buy the things that you think you need or that can actually protect you. So you customize your own safety net to protect yourself, your spouse, your family, whoever it is. But also if you join today, automatically you get $10,000 accidental death and dismemberment insurance, which means that if you accidentally lose a limb, like an eye gets gouged out, a finger, an arm, whatever it is at work and you're waiting to get disability, it automatically gives you $10,000 so you can keep up on your bills while you're waiting for the other things to come in so you don't fall behind. Also, if you die, this is sort of a life insurance as well. So what it means is that, people, I'm not mocking people who don't have money, but I see it's embarrassing and it's sad when someone dies and you have to raise money on GoFundMe. It sucks. You don't want to be standing in the street, you know, trying to pay the bills, about $10,000 average. So if you die, you automatically get $10,000 sent to your beneficiaries to help cover your costs of your funeral or whatever else they need. Anyway, go to safetynet.club. That's SafetyNet.club. That's SafetyNet.club. Join today. Get your $10,000 accidental death and dismemberment insurance, AD&D, right now, and also find all the options and the products they have to close the gap in your insurance and also to provide the safety net that you need. I use it. I encourage you to use it as well. Go to safetynet.club today and join the safety net community with myself and those that are here at Blaze Media. You know, I want to remind you that these people who are now mandating vaccines, do you remember this? Look at my screen here. Go to my screen. Like, this guy was like, Kamala Harris isn't the only person who is leery of the vaccine. Trump is trying to rush to the market too soon. I won't be taking that until long after people stop dying from taking a faulty vaccine, right? And this was from September 7th of 2020. Kamala Harris even said she wasn't going to take it either. But then you go down to, I don't know what date this is, but this is more recently. If right-wing TV networks like Fox, OAN, and Newsmax would stop politicizing the vaccine and start running pieces like these people regret not getting vaccinated, it might make a huge difference. Get vaccinated, damn it! And it's more. It's more. We got more updates here.
Oh.
HuffPost. Don't forget this one. Mm. 2016, Robert De Niro on why he wants controversial anti-vax doc showed at Tribeca Film Festival. Oh, Hollywood used to be anti-vax. Let's go even further. Bill Maher, 2009. If you get a swine flu shot, you're an idiot. Huh. Well, apparently we were against these rushed vaccines beforehand for diseases that weren't going to kill you. But now we're for them. I think we have one more going on here as well. Oh, yeah. Jessica Biel joins vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy to oppose vaccination bill. And I remember that she was not, first of all, I want to say this, Jessica Biel, if you actually read the article, she was not actually against vaccines, but she was against mandates back then, against forcing people to take mandates. So she was against that then. And it's so weird how Hollywood flipped. Everyone was like, vaccines, don't need to get them. They're not good for you. We're trying to be healthy. And then now it's like, yeah, everyone needs to get a vaccine. It's even worse, though, if you can take this off my screen. I want to make sure I have this. Even people that you would expect that were for vaccines or against vaccines that were like the ultimate purveyors of rebellion have actually already sold out. The Hollywood elite has sold out. Unfortunately for us, Mr. PP viewer himself, the pervert Howard Stern, who actually does make, can I say this? I'll say this. Who's the little black midget guy that was on his show? Beetlejuice? You don't know Beetlejuice?
Mm-mm.
I love Beetlejuice.
I have no idea.
Everyone watching this, next thing you should do is watch Beetlejuice Howard Stern videos. They're not inappropriate. It's probably, I'd say 16 and older. You're cool watching them.
Interesting.
My favorite videos. He's this like mentally ill, like guy with microcephaly that joined the show. And they were super nice and paid him a lot of money. But he had the IQ of like a 6-year-old.
Interesting.
And they would ask him questions like, how do you spell BMW? And he would be like, BMW, B-A-Y.
Correct.
Yeah, they would say, what would they say? If I dig a hole that's 6 feet, mm-hmm. how deep is it? 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. At least if you add six plus the so shovel you go, size.
20 feet.
Yeah.
And they'd go, correct. And they had, you know, they were so nice. You said they were making fun of him. They made him famous. He became famous. He's worth more money than I am. So there's that. But I love Beetlejuice. He's so precious. He's really awesome. And I miss that. You know what? Why can't we have people with handicaps and appreciate the sides that make them unique? Like, it's kind of like how like people that are like fat capitalize on their fatness, like Drake and Josh. Oh, that's okay. People that are hot capitalize on their hotness. Oh, that's okay. People that are smart capitalize on their brain. Okay. Someone that's mentally handicapped being a little bit silly and having like a real like quirky part of them. Oh, that's wrong. We used to have that in movies with people like even when recent was Shia LaBeouf. We had like a Down syndrome person, and mm-hmm. it was like, it's funny because they're quirky and they're like silly, and you're not making fun of them. You're laughing with them, mm-hmm. just like anybody, right? And it's like, you can't do that anymore because, you know, we need to either murder. You either got to kill the mentally handicapped people in the womb and just murder them, or if they're in the real world, you can't treat them like a normal human being and enjoy the quirks of them. Okay, anyway, that was a side note. But Howard Stern rips vaccine opponents. F their freedom. I want my freedom to live. Howard Stern, what happened to you? You were a proponent of freedom. What happened to you? It's so stupid. You know, I'm so tired of this BS. Anyway, I got to remind you guys that as the new show cranks up, that Savannah and I are going to try to develop this podcast together. We're going to try to have a lot of fun, just us speaking. Please give us suggestions. Remember, you can always direct message her. Doesn't mean she'll reply to you on Twitter at @slightlyoffends. Mm-hmm. That's SLIGHTLYOFFENS, which is a great place to submit story ideas. Doesn't mean they'll be read, but submit them to contact her for guest ideas, etc. But also realizing, too, that we're redoing our whole set in here. We're going back back to being professional. And of course, we're going to continue to read and construct and do all these things every single Wednesday and Friday around 2 p.m. Central Time, whenever we can get them out. But anyway, if you make it this far in the podcast, remember, please leave a 5-star review because it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And it's the easiest way to support the show. And it might be read on the show today. I also want to show you guys something amazing. I want to bring this up here. Huge thank you. I'm not going to say who it is unless you're okay with me saying, one of you guys sent us this amazing hand-drawn artwork. It is so cool. I think we should make this into merch.
Yeah, definitely. I love this piece. It's so fun. And it's kind of like, you know, the more you look at it, the cooler it gets type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, and look, we have John Doyle, Black Person Expert. Mm-hmm. You got Fleckas. You got Yoda, Savannah.
Yeah.
Right there.
We got Chad Elijah with Kez in the back.
Well, there's Chad me and then there's Chubby me, which is fair.
The different phases of you.
Yeah, and we have the Christian flag, the American flag, the Texas flag, the Diversity Coalition, which is not going away, by the way. We're just redoing the studio and trying to figure out what to do with them. And it's our top 17 hosts, and I really appreciate that. And he wrote a really nice letter, and we love that kind of stuff. You can always send anything to Mercury Studios in Irving. Attention myself. Also, be aware, though, that if you ever try to show up to Mercury Studios, this is a very heavily armed studio with armed guards, and you might get shot. I'm not lying. I'm not joking. Like, literally, this is a very armed facility. So, I mean, try it. We're all armed. Also, too, they made this as well, which is really amazing. I'd post this online, which is for Heck Off Commie, and I made it in there, which I'm really happy about. I made sure I gave this to John. He just hasn't picked it up yet because he has a migraine today. He was supposed to be a guest on the show. Also, don't forget, as we read these reviews right now, let's get into these reviews for today. Reviews for today. Hey. All right. Reviews. Another conservative Latino. Nice. Orale, Holmes. Elijah and Sav are Batman and Robin at our time. Love this show. First and foremost, continue what you do. Ben Shapiro should take notes in showing how to stay true to your ideals, but stand tall when you don't agree. It might be difficult for him, though. Hey, to stand tall. Oof. You don't have to agree. It might be difficult for him, though. Hey, slightly offensive. Lol. I will always watch your show. And as a second generation Latino, be down for white boy summer. You're my Batman. You're my hero. We don't deserve. Love also Sav. Keep on defeating the ignorant, fat, disgusting woke left. I love you. By the way, John Doyle is the ultimate Chad, and he should have been here today, but he wasn't. I also want to remind you in that thing, dude, I was watching a TikTok, uh-huh. And this guy makes homophobic content. That's what he's called. He's called homophobic content. Everyone's like, bro, why do you dress gay if you make homophobic content? And he was like, Batman dressed like a bat because he was afraid of bats. I dress like a
That's
queer because
point.
I'm afraid of paint and it cuts off. I love it. Okay. Embron 1969 says, I have the tiger. Thank you so much. I love how Elijah pushes the truth with the love of God. I am really looking forward to the new show and continual growth of the show. May God bless everything you touch in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate it, you guys. Thank you so much for leaving those reviews. Anyways, become an SOB by always signing up at blazetv.com/Elijah, where you can get all this content, the new content of the show as well. Do not forget to follow myself on all social media by the links below in the description. You can also follow Savannah. Remember, she has a podcast called Rapid Fire, which if you're a blind listener, you can subscribe to that as well as a YouTube version of that if you're watching on YouTube. Under Sav says, anyway, have a great rest of the week and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.